collected by Horbach deep. Close will stop it and leave it for Chesley. Chesley checked off the puck. Snuggerud has it along the far boards. Has to regroup, steered out to center ice as he absorbs a big hit. Knocked down for his trouble by Bantle. Dexheimer plays it off the back wall. It'll be too far for Vorlicki. He'll have to go track it down. He's able to backhand it up to center ice. Nice move by Bantle to hold off the check of the defender, Chesley, and get it in deep, and then he's knocked down to the ice. Horbach follows up, delivers a blow, gets the puck, kicks it over to Bantle. Bantle's trying to spin around, sends it high in the air through the slot. It'll come off the boards and out to center ice. Racing back into his own end is Jugnov. 4 points and three goals last weekend against the Wolverines. Lucius accepts the pass. Ooh. Had a man out front. Stramel couldn't get it to him. Finally throws it that direction. Deflects off Stramel. DeSaint Fall had it in his skates. He's knocked off balance, and now Matthew has it on his tape. Backhands it towards Lucius. Lucius can't get off a shot. He's got one check to the right. That's Middleset, who's now knocked down from behind by Stramel. And then he's got Chesley to his left, who ties him up. Puck was in their skates, and now it squirts loose. DeSaint Fall pinned up against the wall on a big check and has the puck taken off his stick by Brodzinski. Gopher send it back into the manager's zone. Kuhlman's tried to clear it once, couldn't do so off the wall, and he's in a battle over there right now. Aggressive forecheck by the Gophers, who are in the middle of a change, leading it 2-0. From the goal line, it's sent right on net. Most steers it aside. Johnson holds it at the line, sends it over to Faber, the captain for the Gophers. Out front, it finds a man, and that was by Pitlick, who wasted not even of a nanosecond before he turned and fired that one. Rhett sending it just wide of the net. Gophers buzzing here now, quickly controlling. You see how quickly they move the puck. It doesn't stay on somebody's stick very long, whether it's a shot or a pass. It's moving somewhere in a hurry. Couldn't be held at the line by Brock Faber, who will have to bring it back into his own zone. To Johnson, ahead to Rhett Pitlick. Pitlick, whose father also was a former Gopher. His dad, Lance, played in the late 80s, and now a shot right on that beats Jared Moe, and Minnesota has extended their advantage to 3-0. I believe it'll be Bryce Brodzinski getting the goal.
Yes, it was, and it was just I kept watching Carson Kuhlman's. He kept trying to skate, but he couldn't skate. It looked like he had a broken blade or something. He doesn't get involved with the play. He should have stepped up and taken Brodzinski in the slot, but I don't think he had the ability to do that. There'll be something going on when it's there, but the result of Brodzinski was bang in the net.
I think the pass came from Aaron Hughlin, who threw it out. And again, another one of those where I said it doesn't stay on the tape long. Brodzinski just fired it quickly. His 13th goal of the season gives Minnesota a 3-0 lead, and the Badgers make a change between the pipes. Jared Moe is out after giving up the three goals, and Kyle McClellan is now in. Badgers get in the offensive zone. It deflects up and out of play. And so a faceoff in the offensive zone. 11-10 to go in the second period. Shots on goal, 27-7. It's hard. You look at it and you say, seven shots, three goals must be bad. But at least a couple of those were some pretty tough goals to give up there for Jared Moe.
Yeah, very much so. And, you know, there were nothing that was really point blank. But, man, did they get rid of the puck in a hurry.
Over on the Badger bench, looking over, and I'm not sure if it's a skate, an equipment repair for Kuhlman's, who's hunched over, and I think it is. Checking to see if he was injured or not, but he was getting some attention there for some equipment issue. Badgers get it into the offensive zone, now trailing it 3-0. They need to get on the board here before this one gets out of hand as we near the midway point of this hockey game. 10:45 to go in the second. Lacombe at center ice, plays it ahead to Brodzinski. He'll snap it right on, and McClellan tested, makes his first save of the evening, getting that glove out there and collecting the loose puck.
Good for him. You know, it's important, I think, for any goaltender. Make that first save, get a little confident, relax a little bit, do what you got to do. Yeah, I think as Carson Kuhlman's, I'm pretty sure that it was a broken skate blade, never allowed him to step up and put any pressure on Brodzinski, and he just bang, knocked it home.
Yeah, as I look over at Kuhlman's now on the bench, he's turned backwards facing the opposite direction. You can see there like a pit crew working on his blown tire down there, trying to fix the blade and replace it. As the Badgers now have it at center ice, Malmquist will wrist it in, and he'll race after it on the forecheck. His team trailing by three. Malmquist is thrown up against the wall. The Oklarinetov bounces off and gets the loose puck, sends it towards the front of the net. Couldn't get it to Erdahl. Badgers keep it in. Erdahl looking, has a man out front, throws it towards Malmquist, couldn't connect with him. Malmquist, an Edina native, playing against his home state team, as is Mike Vorlicki, a couple of the nine Badgers who hail from the state of Minnesota. Dexheimer with it now at center ice. through the neutral zone, into the Gopher zone, takes it deep, puts on the brakes at the goal line, doesn't have anybody to give it to, turns it right over, trying to hold it at the line.
Ouch.
Was Mersch. He couldn't. Here's a chance for the Gophers. Cooley with a man up front. Cooley throws it to that man up front, and a wrist shot that whistles hard and wide of the net off the tape of Brody Lamb. The former Green Bay Gambler was alone in the slot, and his quick shot went wide. Here's Nyes, has it. Throws it towards the front of the net to Snuggerud. Snuggerud gets the return pass. He'll throw it cross ice quickly to Nyes. Got a man, that's Cooley. Cooley takes it below the net, goal line, behind the net. Looking, dangling, throws it back towards the point. It's deflected wide of the captain Faber, who'll have to retreat and get it inside his own zone. Boy, those three forwards for the Gophers, all of them do it, but they don't have it long and their stick gets moving. Horbach out front, slides it as he was going down to his knees to an open net, and there was Carson Bantle, who just couldn't get the stick on it to steer it into the open cage. Bantle plays it to Lindmark, just a little too far for him, however, and Faber takes over control. The Badgers in the middle of change. 9 minutes remaining in the second period, 3-0 Minnesota. 27-9 shots on goal in favor of the Badgers. Lucius tries to send a cross-ice pass, had Bantle over there, couldn't get it to him. He was knocked down. Scooped up by Stramel, he tried to send it back to Lucius, but that didn't work. At center ice, it's Nyes. Nyes will bring it over the line, top of the far circle, looking for some late help coming. Got Jugnauth right on him, but he retreats enough to buy some time. Slides it to Lacombe, tees one up right on net, and it's blocked out front by the last line of defense. And finally, the Badgers able to clear it, but they do send it all the way to the ice. Icing waved off, however, as the Badgers go for a change. Stopping behind his own net is Jackson Lacombe. The Hobie Baker nominee plays it ahead to center ice, and the Gophers dump it in. Daniel Lotch trying to peel away from pressure. Gets a pass on to Caulfield. Caulfield's backhander is picked off, and it was sent by Pitlick. Tried to get a pass ahead to a teammate, but that just didn't click. LeMaster will play it out to center ice. Lucius loses it off his puck. He put on the brakes to try to avoid the check of Johnson and then just lost control of the puck. Centering pass up front is picked off, and here comes the Badgers' Lucius. He'll have to play it off the glass high and out to center ice. 7:45 to go in the second. 3-0. Minnesota on top. They've scored two times here in this second period. Knocked down out of the air by Pitlick. Turns and just takes a big slash into Caulfield. Here come the Badgers on the attack. Gorniak gets it to Caulfield. His wrist shot is blocked up front. Nice job by the defenseman. Stepping right in front of that one, Cal Thomas did the honors. Stang will backhand it in for the Badgers to get it deep, trying to mount some pressure here. They've been stuck on that 27-shot mark for a while now. Pitlick along the near boards, gets it out to center ice, picked off by Dexheimer. Comes back to Dexheimer, over the motion W, being harassed from behind by Brozinski, but he'll dump it in deep into the offensive zone. Mersch tries to deliver a hit, can't get to the puck, and it's lifted high all the way out to center ice as it rolls on edge and into the Badgers zone. They wave off an icing call as it hits the boards just short of the goal line. Dexheimer plays it deep to Vorlicki. Vorlicki with his pass off the near boards, not tipped by Malmquist. It went over his stick, and so an icing on the Badgers here in an unforced error.
I think Mike Vorlicki better shoot the puck as hard as he passes it. That was one of those deals where unless you had a good catcher's mitt and a full face mask, you weren't going to be able to tip that puck. There's not much that the forward could do on that tip.
Badger fans, get your big win at Ho-Chunk Gaming Madison, where winners are cashing out with their 95% average payout and over 140 daily jackpots. Malmquist at center ice controlling for the Badgers. Brings it in on the rush. Has a trailer, gets it to him. Erdahl throws a wrist shot that goes just wide of close. Along the far boards, Lindmark holds it. Plays it back to Jugnauth, who sends it below the goal line. Around the boards it goes. Pinching in is Kuhlemans. Erdahl is there as well. They try to battle for it along the rear boards. Pops high into the air. Kuhlemans fans on the first attempt. Sends it below the goal line. Erdahl has it. Emerges from the far side of the net. Plays a pass to Jugnauth. Couldn't control it. It bounced off his stick. And that allows the Gophers to dump it into the Badger zone. Played in deep by Mason Nevers. Here's Nelson with it. Tried to cut towards the net. Was cut off by Jugnauth and lost control of the puck. But Nevers now in the corner. Has it in his skates. He's a big lad, Nevers. Seems like he seems bigger than it says. 5'11", 175. He just looks taller than that. So does Jackson Nelson.
His father was a huge man.
Good ball player, good hockey player. Obviously being a first-round draft choice in Major League Baseball, playing a long time. Badgers will dump it into the Gopher zone, try to head off on a change. Gophers try to catch him. Long lead pass just out of the reach of the Gophers forward, fresh off the bench. And so it's touch up for an icing call with 5:42 to go in the second. 3-0 Minnesota on top.
Minnesota had six players on the ice.
I'm told in some circles that can be a penalty.
Yes.
And I believe it's called too many men on the ice.
I just kind of watched, and I thought, I don't know if somebody would jumped on prematurely just because they thought it was going to be an icing or what the deal was, but there were six players on the ice for an extended period of time for Minnesota.
No surprise that that top line with their points and their production is also leading the way, plus minus for Minnesota. Nyes plus 15, Snuggerud plus 22, Cooley plus 22, Faber as a defenseman plus 19. The Badgers only have two players in the plus category and only one forward, that being Jack Gorniak at a plus 2 on the season. Turnover at center ice. Stramel in over the line, dangling the puck too long. Had it stripped from behind, but LeMaster has it now. Throws it towards the net. I don't know if Close saw it, but his right pad was able to turn it aside. Below the goal line, Lucius tied up. Trying to spin away from pressure. D. St. Paul couldn't get to it. Lucius has it now. Trying to avoid the check behind the net from Thomas. Doesn't center it. Has it over to D. St. Paul. Plays it off the near boards back to LeMaster. Fakes the shot, slides it to Lotch. Lotch doesn't see an opening. Plays it to D. St. Paul up the middle. Has to dangle it between his skates, trying to get away from pressure. Slides it to the near side to LeMaster. LeMaster doesn't have an opening either. That's another thing you see with this Minnesota team. For all the offensive accolades, they're in possession defensively and taking away a lot of shooting lanes for Wisconsin from up high.
Very, very much so.
Badgers keeping in the offensive zone. 4:40 to go, trailing by three here in the second. Thrown towards the net by Stramel. Bounces off the defenders up front. You get four maroon sweaters or five maroon sweaters at any point in time, seemingly to all to be in that slot area, taking away anything the Badgers can find to try to get it towards the net. Controlled by Wisconsin's Bantle. Takes it below the goal line behind the net. Has Lucius there. Lucius will take over control of the puck. Plays it back to the point to Vorlicki. Vorlicki has to sidestep the check of Lamb. Looking for an opening. Gives it to LeMaster. Or excuse me, to Dexheimer. He'll snap a pass to Lucius cross ice. His wrist shot is deflected and goes wide of the net. Bantle has control of it. Extended pressure here. Offensive time for the Badgers here in the offensive zone. Just not able to get a quality scoring chance yet. Lindmark bumped off the puck from behind the net. Lucius with a centering pass. That hits a stick, and jumping on top of it is Close. He'll take a faceoff to his right. A little extra pushing and shoving after the whistle, and will get a break. 3:57 to go in the second. 3-0 Minnesota top of the Badgers. This is Wisconsin Hockey from Learfield.
How do you use your energy? Cheering on your team under the lights? Making a special meal for the MVPs in your life? At Alliant Energy, we know it's about more than just energy. It's about what that energy powers us all to do together. Alliant Energy, powering beyond.
Hey Badger fans, American Family Insurance wants to give you and one friend a VIP experience at a Badger football or basketball game during the 2023 season. With pregame sideline or courtside passes, a tour of the facility, and tons of merchandise, it'll be an extra great day to be a Badger. Enter today at amfam.com/badgers. No purchase necessary. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, SI, and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
How do you use your energy? Cheering on your team under the lights? Making a special meal for the MVPs in your life? At Alliant Energy, we know it's about more than just energy. It's about what that energy powers us all to do together. Alliant Energy, powering beyond.
Badger fans, UW Athletics is proud to recognize the official products of the Kohl Center and Camp Randall Stadium. Brew Pub, lots of matzo pizza, and Pepsi on Wisconsin. And UW Health Sports Medicine is the healthcare team for the Badgers and proud sponsors of UW Athletics. Here's the Badgers trailing top-ranked Minnesota by the score of 3-0 in this Big Ten series opener on Border Battle Weekend. Face-off in the offensive zone for the Badgers. Didn't work the first time, so we'll redo it all over again. Lindmark wins it, pulling it back to Dexheimer. Dexheimer slides it over to Vorlicki over the Big Ten logo. Doesn't see an opening. Being watched very closely there by Snuggerud. His shot deflects high into the air, gloved down and thrown towards the net. But the Gophers able to get it out to center ice. Horbach will play it off the boards ahead to Bantu, who dumps it in right from in front of the Badger bench. Faber below the goal line, behind the net, holding off a check, loses control of the puck, pinching in is Horbach to take it away. Horbach looking for some help. Lindmark is pinned up against the boards. Horbach, nice little slash into the back of Cooley, and away goes Nyes for the Gophers, dumping in deep. Moe has to hustle to get to it, to play it away from Nyes. It's backhanded to the far side. Vorlicki awaits its arrival, gets the puck, backhands it ahead to Bantle. Carson will stop it, look for some help, and play it off the stick just a little too far for Horbach, who couldn't control it. Back come the Gophers. Dangerous with that top line again. Cooley collects the puck. Cuts towards the middle. Nice play by Dexhammer to get it away. He'll send a long lead pass and a chance for the Badgers to break. Stang slips but gets control of it again. Gives it to Gorniak. Takes it below the goal line. Gorniak with a wraparound attempt. That's denied by Close. Minnesota scoops up the puck trying to clear the zone. Can't do so. Stang has it. Plays it up into the air. Gets control of it. Slides it back to the point to Kuhlemans. No opening. Watch being closely by Knives. Takes it all the way to the far boards. Below the circle. Behind the goal line. In the net. Brings it all the way to the near side. Puts on the brakes. Throws it up front. Tried to get it to Caulfield. And that's deflected to the far boards. Jugnauth pinching in. Centers it up front. Had a lot of traffic out there. But couldn't get it off a Badger stick. Gorniak holds the zone. Spins around looking for some help. He'll play it softly below the goal line. Around the boards to the near side. 2:15 to go in the second. Minnesota on top of Minnesota. 3-0 our score. Gorniak reaching for it on the forecheck. Ties up his man. Goes past Caulfield, but Kuhlemans keeps the zone. Lucius has it. Tries to spin through traffic. Finally knocked off the puck as Snuggerud and Cooley were both on top of him. Cooley will dump it in, and Minnesota will get a change, but we'll get an icing call here on the Gophers.
Yeah, I think that top line is going to have to come back out again. Excuse me, on that icing call. Couple of them were caught in a long change, and the Badgers did have good sustained pressure for about the last 30, 35 seconds in the offensive zone and just never had that little bit of jump in order to capitalize on the domination that they had in the offensive zone.
Minnesota, the defending Big Ten champions, went to the NCAA tournament last year for the first time in several years, since 2014, looking to get back there this year. The Frozen Four in Tampa in April. D. St. Paul with it at center ice. In over the line for Wisconsin. Backhands it off the boards. Down deep to Lucius. Lucius with a pass out front to D. St. Paul, who was streaking down the middle. Just couldn't control it. And the Gophers' Knives will play it high into the air out to center ice. And now finally that Minnesota line can try to get a change here. Badgers turn it over in their own zone. And a turnover by the Gophers returns it right back to Wisconsin. With 1:20 to go here in the second period, Badgers trailing it 3-0. DeSaint Fall stops, had Lucius right there. They were two guys in the same spot. Stramel whacks at it to keep it in the zone. Soft pass by Lucius to Stramel. He spins around in the high slot looking for some help. He'll have to play it to the corner as he's out of gas and needs to get off on a change. Minnesota will play it all the way down to McClellan, who's back in the net for the Badgers to steer it aside. Kyle McClellan will replace Jared Moe in the second period after the third Minnesota goal. Under a minute to go here in the second. Gophers crank it up, bring it out of their own zone. Leading the rush was Chesley. Dumps it into the Badgers zone. Dexheimer has a teammate there, Vorlicki. Neither one knew which way to go, and they almost collided into each other. Causes a momentary disruption, but the Badgers get it out to center ice. Erdahl in over the blue line. Peels away from one check, slides it down deep. Malmquist will scoop up the loose puck. Stops, loses control of the puck, and it's taken away by the Gophers. Minnesota on top by 3, trying to play out the final seconds here of the period. Long cross-ice pass, finds Brodzinski. Had a man try to slide to Chesley. Couldn't get it back to him as he was coming in over the line. Brought in by Mittelstadt. Mittelstadt's centering pass. You got to look for the two Mittelstadts. There's Luke the defenseman and John the forward. As the Gophers send it wide of McClellan. Vorlicki is there. Final 2 seconds. One horn sounds ending the second period. And it was not a good result for the Badgers. They entered the period trailing by 1. They leave it down 3-0 to Minnesota. Despite a 30-10 shots on goal advantage. That's right. You heard me. 30-10. Our second intermission report coming your way next here from the Kohl Center. This is Wisconsin Hockey from Learfield.
I'm Sawyer.
And I'm Shannon. Together, we're Twin Stunts, the only twin motorcycle freestyle show in the world.
We are born and raised in Wisconsin, so we want all our fellow cheeseheads to know that even though we clutch it up, hit 12, and drift in our show, we would never do it on the open road. And there's another thing we would never do on the road. Drive drunk. Drive sober or get pulled over. Together, we can save lives. Learn more at zeroinwisconsin.gov. Wisconsin DOT.
Another season of women's and men's college sports is underway. Follow your alma mater or favorite team in their pursuit of the prestigious Learfield Directors Cup at LDirectorsCup on Twitter and online at TheDirectorsCup.com. Trophies will be awarded in June 2023 to the winning institutions in all competitive divisions. Learfield Directors Cup, the crowning achievement in college athletics.
Badger fans, UW Health Sports Medicine is the health care team for the Badgers and proud sponsors of UW Athletics. And today's game is brought to you in part by Align Energy. Visit AlignEnergy.com to see how they're using their energy to power beyond. Badgers need to power up here in period number three as they trail the top-ranked Minnesota Golden Gophers 3-0 in this Border Battle Series opener here at the Kohl Center in our second intermission report. Coming your way next, this is Wisconsin Hockey from Learfield.
Race to savings at Menards. Get the best quality Dutch Boy paints at the best prices. Pick out the perfect color of Platinum Plus Interior Flat Paint. It's a quality one coat paint and primer in one, saving you valuable time. Just $44.89 a gallon. Complete the project with a great deal on Quick Solutions 2-inch trim brushes and 3/8 nap roller covers. Just $1.99 each. Race to savings on your paint project. Good through February 18th.
Save big money at Menards.
Rail Transport is a proud sponsor of the Badgers. Based in Wisconsin for 60 years, Rail offers truck drivers a variety of driving jobs earning top wages. No CDL? No problem. Get paid to get your CDL with Rail's premier on-the-job paid training program. We're also seeking top talent for driver and customer support positions, including maintenance technicians. To see all the career opportunities at Rail and how you can take home more and be home more, visit rail.jobs. That's rail.jobs.
In Wisconsin, Badger hockey is historic. We're proud of our nationally ranked Badgers winning 6 championships. At UW Health, we're also proud to support the same top rankings. Break your arm in a body check. Visit UW Health, the number one orthopedic care in the state. Or break your heart after a tough loss. The number one hospital in Wisconsin's got you. No matter the need, UW Health is here to deliver the best care for every Badger. UW Health. Remarkable.
Over the past few years, the COVID-19 pandemic has affected how we live our daily lives. Today, we also face a mental health pandemic that threatens our well-being as we attempt to rebuild our social networks and communities.
The pandemic has reminded us to value family, community, and our human connections. However, it has also left many of us feeling more isolated, confused, and alone, struggling to find meaning amid loss and uncertainty.
Today, 1 in 5 Americans experience emotional and mental health challenges. But many of us do not understand what we are facing or know how to ask for help.
At the American Psychiatric Association Foundation, we understand what you are going through, and we are here to help. Our vision is to build a mentally healthy nation for all. We work every day to eliminate stigma, combat mental illness and substance use disorders, and advance mental health. If you or someone you love needs help, you are not alone. Please visit mentallyhealthynation.org to learn more.
Back inside the American Family Insurance broadcast booth, Rob Vogel alongside Ian Perrin here at the Kohl Center on Border Battle Weekend. One of the most historic rivalries in all of college hockey has gone the way of the top-ranked Gophers so far. They lead the Badgers by the score of 3-0. Looking at the stats after 2 periods of play, Minnesota entered the second frame already on top 1-0. Jimmy Snuggerud at the 104 mark. Quick strike for Snuggerud, throwing it into the back of the net, beating Jared Moe for his 17th of the season after a nice pass from Ryan Johnson, the Gophers' blue liner. And that advantage grew to 3-0 on another even strength tally by Bryce Brodzinski, his 13th of the season. Rhett Pick and Ryan Johnson getting the assist for Minnesota, and that's where we stand after two. 30-10 shots on goal for Wisconsin, who actually had a 9-7 advantage in that second period after a huge 21-3 mark in the opening period of play. No power plays in that second period for Minnesota. One for the Badgers. They're 0 for 3 on the night on the power play with 8 shots on goal. Saves Kyle McClellan, now 3 for the Badgers. He came in relief of Jared Moe, who had 4 saves but gave up 3 goals in one plus period. And Justin Close so far, 30 saves for Minnesota.
That'll try to kind of kick your save percentage down the curve,
yeah,
won't it?
That will. Boy, I was going to say, after the first period, you got the frustration and worried about whether you're frustrated after outplaying a team and still trailing. Now there's no doubt there's got to be some frustration where you're down 3-0 after 40 minutes.
Yeah, and to be honest with you, the first period was a rare occasion for Badger hockey this year to come out against the number one team in the nation and just dominate with shots, opportunities. But now you get into a situation, at least from my perspective, where Minnesota came back and they played them head-to-head. Wisconsin still outshot them by 2, but the fact of the matter being is that there were wide open shots and Jared Moe was not equal to that. I think the only thing that kept Minnesota in the game in the first period with all those 21 shots that they gave up was Justin Close, and you just get into a situation where if he's hot and you know if you make a mistake, it's probably not going to cost you. Confidence is just dripping in the Minnesota locker room.
Our intermission report continues here from the Kohl Center in 2 minutes. This is Wisconsin Hockey from Learfield.
In Wisconsin, Badger hockey is historic. We're proud of our nationally ranked Badgers winning 6 championships. At UW Health, we're also proud to support the same top rankings. Break your arm in a body check. Visit UW Health, the number one orthopedic care in the state. Or break your heart after a tough loss. The number one hospital in Wisconsin's got you. No matter the need, UW Health is here to deliver the best care for every Badger. UW Health. Remarkable.
Bedroom too hot? Basement too cold? A Midea ductless system is the perfect solution for room-by-room comfort control without the headache of a major renovation. As you look for ways to maximize your space, Midea can provide you with a customizable solution to meet your needs. To learn more, visit MideaMidwest.com. That's M-I-D-E-A Midwest.com. Proud partner of Wisconsin Athletics.
I'm Sawyer.
And I'm Shannon.
Together, we're Twin Stunts, the only twin motorcycle freestyle show in the world.
We are born and raised in Wisconsin, so we want all our fellow cheeseheads to know that even though we clutch it up, hit 12, and drift in our show, we would never do it on the open road. And there's another thing we would never do on the road.
Drive drunk.
Drive sober or get pulled over. Together, we can save lives. Learn more at zeroinwisconsin.gov.
Wisconsin DOT.
Rail Transport is a proud sponsor of the Badgers. Based in Wisconsin for 60 years, Rail offers truck drivers a variety of driving jobs earning top wages. No CDL? No problem. Get paid to get your CDL with Rail's premier on-the-job paid training program. We're also seeking top talent for driver and customer support positions, including maintenance technicians. To see all the career opportunities at Rail and how you can take home more and be home more, visit rail.jobs. That's rail.jobs.
We believe in education. We believe in public schools. At WEA Member Benefits, we believe in helping Wisconsin public school employees and their families achieve their financial goals by providing personal insurance, retirement and investment, and financial planning programs that are designed specifically for the education community. WEABenefits.com.
This copyrighted broadcast is an exclusive presentation of Learfield under the broadcasting rights granted by the University of Wisconsin. Reuse of this presentation is prohibited without the expressed written consent of the university and Learfield. Announcers are provided by Learfield and approved by the university.
Badgers are going to need a rally of epic proportion here. What better time to do it than against the top-ranked team in the country, your longtime conference rival, And here on Border Battle Weekend at the Kohl Center, they trail the Gophers 3-0, period number 3. Coming your way next, this is Wisconsin Hockey from Learfield.
As long as there are veterans, the Benevolent and Protective Order of Elks will never forget them. Throughout the year, Elks members in your community lend a hand, donate money, volunteer time to enrich the lives of this nation's veterans. It's not something these dedicated Americans feel they have to do. It's something they want to do. Join with America's veterans in saluting the efforts of your local Elks Lodge. Elks Care, Elks Share. To find a lodge nearest you, log on to elks.org. In the past, you were involved with the Benevolent and Protective Order of Elks. Today, your local Elks Lodge and community needs your help more than ever. Why? Because needs for helping the youth, veterans, and our communities are greater than available resources. Please consider becoming involved again. Contact your local Elks Lodge and see how little it costs to become reinstated. Visit our website at elks.org. Elks Care, Elks Share.
A message from your Wisconsin Rapids Elks Lodge, number 693.
Over the Back Fence has moved. Tune in on Saturdays at 11 a.m. for an hour of water cooler talk, items you're looking to buy or sell, upcoming events in central Wisconsin, or just whatever. Join the conversation by calling 715-424-2600, and we'll go over the back fence at its new day and time, Saturdays at 11 a.m. It's the audio community bulletin board that comes to you. We'll see you there.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio WFHR. Lows dip down to about 16. Tonight, under clear skies, winds out of the southwest, 5 to 10 miles per hour. Highs around 42. Tomorrow, sunny skies and calm. Clear skies and quiet again. Tomorrow night, lows around 22. Dry with temperatures well above average, Sunday and Monday, and highs in the upper 30s. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 24.
Badger Hockey is brought to you by UW Health Sports Medicine, treating the Badgers, treating you, and by American Family Insurance, because your dreams deserve a champion. It's time to drop the puck for the third period.
Puck is about to be dropped. Oh, they faked me. I thought they were dropping it. We were about ready to get underway with period number 3. There we go. The second time was the charm. Badgers trailing the Gophers by the score of 3-0 here. 20 minutes of play here to go on this Friday night series opener between Big Ten rivals Wisconsin and Minnesota. An early icing call here on the Badgers. These teams met a couple of years ago for the Big Ten tournament title in South Bend. Minnesota winning that game after the Badgers had won the Big Ten regular season title. And both teams went off to the NCAA tournament. Face-off to the right of now Badgers netminder Kyle McClellan, who came in relief in the second period of Jared Moe. Badgers Vorlicki can't clear it the first time. Plays a pass ahead to the line to Horbach. And Jack will bring it to center ice. Snaps it off to Bantle. Bantle throws it right on net. Got underneath the glove of Close, but wide the net. Rings around the board to the near side. Vorlicki trying to hold it. Does just that. Gets it down low to Bantle, who's bumped once, twice up against the board by the Gophers' captain, Faber. Preseason All-Big Ten selection. Nice, brings it in the offensive zone, sends a wrist shot low and hard, just wide of the net. Doesn't take much for those three players on that top forward line for Minnesota to get shots off from all angles, all positions, all times, and send it in all directions. They get a lot on those shots.
It's just, they just have that uncanny ability to know where they are, know where the net is, know where the other people on their line are, and they can do it at lightning speed.
Lacombe with a shot after the centering pass by Nelson, deflected to him, and that is sent just wide of the net. Lacombe will keep it in. He'll play it down low. Centering pass to the slot, and it's deflected in by Brozinski, who was all alone out front. Put it between the pads of McClellan, and Minnesota now has a 4-0 lead early in period number 3. Just a minute 15 gone by.
Miscommunication by the Badger forwards. You turn around and you see where the two forwards are, both Stang and Brock Caulfield. Both had gone out to the point, then realized they weren't supposed to be there. Both of them kind of sauntered back instead of going hard back and forced the defenseman to leave Brozinski in front. Bingo.
Bryce Brozinski, whose father Mike played at the University of Minnesota, in fact was a teammate of Bob Motzko at St. Cloud State. And his brother Johnny played at St. Cloud State as well. Easton, his brother
scores.
Said, and now the Badgers get on the board and make it 4-1.
Pretty play, a broken play just similar to what we saw happen down at the other end. Brock Caulfield had chipped the puck into the corner. When the puck came back out, you got into a situation where he got it right on his stick and let it go. Bang. Brock Caulfield, what's that, his 10th goal of the year? I can't even tell you off the top of my head. Yeah, his 10th goal of the year.
Close tried to get it out of the zone. Caulfield was the one who kept it in along the far boards, sent the puck down to the corner, got the return pass, and the Stevens Point Wisconsin native with his 10th of the season gets the Badgers on the board. It's 4-1 here with just over 18 minutes to go in the third period. Gophers play it in. It's deflected up off the netting, and so a stoppage and a faceoff in the Badger zone.
Bang, bang. 18:44, the time of the first goal for Minnesota, 18:29. So my math is correct. 15 seconds later, the Badgers get theirs. Sam Stang was the man who dug it out of the corner and gave the return pass to Brock Caulfield.
You know, and that's returning the favor. How many times have we talked tonight, especially about that first line from Minnesota, how quickly they move the puck? Just one touch, move it.
Yep.
That was Caulfield to Stang, Stang back to Caulfield, and Caulfield then with the shot. It just was on their stick and then off it immediately. So the Badgers get on the board. It's now 4-1, looking for more. DeSaint Fall in the offensive zone has it roll off his tape, but gets it back, gives it to Lucius. He'll throw it towards the net. Ramo was tied up right out front, couldn't get his stick on, and it deflects out of play. And so another stoppage here early in the third period.
Well, interestingly enough, Stramo parks himself down in front, and as you know, when you look at it and you think about the players that he plays with on his line, for whatever reason, Cruz Lucius makes no bones about the fact if Charlie Stramo is down in front of the net, I'm just going to throw the puck there. He'll find it.
Both of these netminders here enter the weekend as Mike Richter Award watch list names. So far, Close has gotten the better of it, leading 4-1 here over the Badgers. Shot sent wide to Moe. It rings around the boards. Bantle collects it, gets it to his stick, and plays it ahead to Lindmark. He gets in over the line and then takes a big check from the defenseman, Ryan Chesley, who hit him hard into the wall. The Washington Capitals draft pick, a second rounder back in 2002. And back come the Gophers on the attack. Shot from the slot by Nyes is denied. Snuggerud has it now. He'll play it back to the point. Chesley sends it towards the net. Pad saved by McClellan. Nyes couldn't collect the rebound. And now Cooley centers it. Tries to get it to Nyes. He can't find it, but pokes it back towards the point to Johnson. Back to Nyes. Top of the near circle. His shot through traffic is blocked out front. Vorlicki didn't see it. Thankfully for him, his teammate Horbach gets it to it and backhands it out of the zone. Johnson will go back into his own end. Ryan Johnson, who is a giver here tonight, he's got 3 assists, and he is a Hockey Humanitarian Award finalist as well for Minnesota. Badgers trying to clear the zone. Jugnauth can't do it. Can't get it past Nelson. Then Nelson just pushes Jugnauth down to the ice. Malmquist quickly backhands it ahead to Erdahl. He gets the feet moving, trying to get around a couple of checks, hustling deep into the corner. Erdahl will poke it below the goal line behind the net. Mersch follows up, gets control of the puck, plays it around the boards to Kulemans. Has his back to the action. He's pinned up against the wall by Nevers. Kept in by the Badgers. They get it down low to Erdahl. He's pinned up against the wall by Faber. Faber knocks his man down to the ice, and then Faber tries to poke it out of the zone. Spin around him, Mersch, the captain throws it right on net, and the save was made by Close. Got it from his chest to his glove and hangs on.
It's never a bad play. Dominic Mersch, when he turns, he doesn't realize that there, he just realizes that there's nobody really open. Throw it on net. Both Erdahl and Malmquist were in a position where if there is any rebound, they would have had a good opportunity to score. It's never a bad play to just throw it and put it on net.
Badgers have denied Justin Close the chance to get his 6th shutout of the season. Now what they need to do is find the way to get another one and get back into this game. They control here in the offensive zone. Centering pass, tried to get it to Caulfield, never reached him. It'll go down low, however, and Gorniak has it now for the Badgers. He'll backhand it off the wall to Stang. Stang looking for some help. Spins it to his forehand, plays it down low. It'll go all the way around the boards to the near side. Jugnauth pinching in, keeps it in momentarily. Caulfield reaches for it, can't get it. It goes over his head. Stang slams it off the wall and deep into the Minnesota zone. Gophers leading it 4-0. Kester will get it out to center ice and all the way to the other end. Pitlick couldn't control it. Tried to get a backhand pass off. Had a man out front, but couldn't get it to Connor Kurth. Gorniak for Wisconsin out at center ice now. His teammates all head off on a change. Gorniak dumps it in, and number 11 will head to the Badger bench as well. 4-1 our score, 15-15 and counting to go in the third period. DeSaint Fall in front of his own bench. Plays it back to Lotch in his own zone. Lotch towards the middle. Finds a man. That's Lemaster. Lemaster will bring it through center ice. Backhand it towards the boards. Go deep on the forecheck. He's thrown up against the wall. Looking for the puck. It bounces around. Stramel joins the forecheck effort. DeSaint Fall can't get to it, and the Gophers with a chance to clear the zone. Nice, plays it in and then collides with his own man. Looked like that one stung Brody Lamb just a bit, who was trying to get off on a change and does finally climb over the boards now. It's played back in on close, stops it in the blue paint, swats it to his side, and the Gophers break it out cleanly. Snuggerud accepts the pass, brings it in over the line. He's bumped off the puck. Stramel has it. He'll play it cross ice. Badgers cruise. Lucius gathers it. Lucius right in front of his own net with a pass to Vorlicki. He'll wrist it hard off the ports, and once again, your steam pass that you talked about with Vorlicki, you can get the radar gun out on some of these as it goes all the way down the ice. At center ice, back comes the Gophers. Nice, in over the line. Slides a backhand pass towards Cooley. It's lifted, trying to get it deep into the zone. It hit Nice, who now emerges with it. Nice trying to get around the check of Dexheimer. Thrown by Snuggerud towards the net. That hit bodies. And we're going to have a stoppage and a penalty call here, I believe.
Yep. Mike Vorlicki is going to make his way to the penalty box for interference. After the puck was played into the corner, he ends up going right across and smacking the young man who was going after the puck. Interference, an obvious and easy call for the referee tonight. Mike Vorlicki, 2 minute minor interference. Time of the penalty, 1:13. Excuse me. That's not right.
Well, we knew staying out of the penalty box was going to be one of the keys for the Badgers if they were going to have a chance to pull off the upset here tonight against the Gophers. And now they really need a big kill, already trailing it 3-0. Kester at the line. Plays it to Brozinski, gets the return pass. Wrist shot through traffic, deflects high up into the air. Lemaster can't control it and get it out of the zone. Nevers keeps it in. Now Lemaster has it. He'll wrist it around the glass and all the way out to center ice, and the Badgers will get some early relief here. It's a Gophers power play that came into the weekend 25.5%, sixth best in the NCAA with 25 power play goals on the year. The Badger penalty kill unit tied for 44th at 77.3%. Last weekend against Michigan, Badgers were 2-for-4 and then 8-for-10 on the kill on Saturday. That's a lot of kill attempts, but gave up 4 power play goals on the weekend. Wrist shot from the blue line, never reaches the net. In fact, it hit the man out front as was sent on the net by Kester and knocked down. And now Kester comes back in on the rush. Save made by McClellan. Puck is loose, and it's slowly just steered back to McClellan by the Badgers captain, Dominic Mersch.
Yeah, good time to get a change. You saw Lindmark just kind of saunter off on that first penalty kill unit, and then he turns around and he's going to come back out to take the draw, I'm pretty sure. But Dominic Mersch, wise play by the senior. He just knows that it's a scramble. Let's stop everything and get things set back up the way we want them.
Gophers win it off the draw. Lacombe fakes the shot, gets control of it. He'll send it to the far side. Top penalty or power play unit out there for Minnesota. But the puck bounces out to center ice, and Cooley will have to spin away from trouble. Nyes with 6 power play goals on the season. Snuggerud with 3. No surprise to watch those two players closely. Badgers with 4 shorthanded goals on the season. Could use a 5th one here right now. Horbach bounced up against the back wall. Has the puck in his skates. Snuggerud drags him down to the ice and then falls down on top of him. Lacombe will help the puck along back below the goal line. Horbach knocked down to the ice, has to pick up his twig and then head back towards his own zone to try to kill this one off. 12:20 to go in the period. Another 20 seconds remaining in the power play, but the Badgers Mersch will send it all the way down the ice and kill off most of the remaining time here on this power play. Lacombe back in his own zone. Second team all Big Ten last year. Led the defenseman in scoring for Minnesota. Badgers get control of the puck. Mersch will wrist it all the way down the ice just as Vorlicki comes out of the box, races over to the bench. The Badgers are back at full strength. Still trail it, however, by 3 at 4-1. They've outshot the Gophers 34-17, 11:50 and counting in the third period.
Ironically, there were very few, if very limited, offensive opportunities by Minnesota on that power play.
As the Gophers dump it in here, we'll have a stoppage on an icing call on Minnesota. And so an offensive zone faceoff for the Badgers. I mentioned in that first period, the Badgers just dominated on the faceoff. Things even out a little bit more in the second period, but still in Wisconsin's advantage, 60 to 40%. So they've been the better of it in the faceoff department against one of the best in the country in Minnesota.
Ooh, Minnesota has just taken a timeout.
They had a tired group out there that had been out there for a little bit, I think. And so not wanting to give a chance to the Badgers to get any momentum. So we'll take a quick timeout here as well. 4-1 our score, the Gophers over the Badgers. This is Wisconsin Hockey from Learfield.
How do you use your energy? Cheering on your team under the lights? Making a special meal for the MVPs in your life? At Alliant Energy, we know it's about more than just energy. It's about what that energy powers us all to do together. Alliant Energy, powering beyond.
What keeps you coming back? Is it the ability to finally get away? Or is it that you can play big and win big? Or maybe it's because it's the perfect place to be the best version of you. At Ho-Chunk Gaming Wisconsin Dells, the grown-up getaway keeps you coming back.
How do you use your energy? Cheering on your team under the lights? Making a special meal for the MVPs in your life? At Alliant Energy, we know it's about more than just energy. It's about what that energy powers us all to do together. Alliant Energy, powering beyond.
Gophers controlling the puck on the rush. Nelson in over the line. On the backhander, slides it just wide of McClellan as the Gophers leading it 4-1 here with 11:20 and counting in the third period. Badgers get it out to center ice as the Gophers regroup. Faber looking for an opening. He'll slide it back deeper in his own zone as the Gophers bring it in on the attack. Nevers with a centering pass, found it to Nelson, and Nelson chipped it just wide of the net. Nevers backhands a pass to Brozinski, tries to play it back towards Nelson. Instead, the Badgers pick it off, and here's Gorniak trying to get the feet moving. He does so. Nunn tries to cut to the middle, can't get around Faber, and the Gophers captain will play the puck back off the wall, deep in his own zone. Nevers lifts it off the glass and out to center ice. Lemaster to Lotch. Sophomore defenseman plays it ahead to Stramel. Stramel just in over the blue line. Bad pass at the blue line. It's picked off easily, and back comes Pitlick the other way. Lotch pokes it off his stick, but they steer it towards the front of the net. They had Hughlin going right down the slot, just couldn't find the puck. Lotch accepts the pass at center ice, and just in over the blue line plays it right into the hip or the midsection of the referee, who knocks it down and didn't want that one coming his way.
Best shot he's taken all night.
Connor Kurth gets it into the offensive zone but loses control of the puck. Lemaster has it now below the goal line. Backhands it ahead to Lucius, who just chips it out to center ice. Chesley plays it ahead as the Gophers try to break it out of their own zone. Kurth going after it, can't get to it in time. And finally he does spin around and dump it in. It goes under McClellan's stick all the way around the boards. Vorlicki has it. The Edina, Minnesota native plays it out to center ice. Picked off by the Gophers. Both teams in the middle of a change. Past the midway point now of period number three. Big hit at center ice by Bantle as he just flattens this man, Colin Schmidt, right at the motion W. And that brought the oohs and ahs from the crowd. And then a return shot on Bantle as he was trying to head off on a change. And then another big hit at center ice. And this time Schmidt involved. Back come the Badgers on the attack. Lose control of the puck, however. Malmquist on the far boards has it hop up in the air as the Gophers play it around to the near side. Lacombe hustling after it. He'll reach and joust it out to center ice. Past Vorlicki into the Badger end. To see his tempers start to flare maybe here late in the third with the Badgers a little bit frustrated having outshot the Gophers 34-17 but trailing it 4-1. Minnesota will dump it into the Badgers zone. Too far for an icing call here. And so we'll go back to the Gophers end for a faceoff.
And I'm a little surprised that there were no retaliation, but that was as clean a hit as you're going to see.
And
Carson Bantle.
Yeah, and Luke Mittelstadt's return shot. It was only maybe the second little jab that the puck was already away that you could take issue with. Hey, Badger fans, the Wisconsin Department of Transportation reminds you to always drive sober in Wisconsin. Zero in Wisconsin. Together we can save lives. Get the Drive Sober app today.
Gophers get it out to center ice, but the Badgers take over control. Jugnauth with it, plays it up the middle to Kuhlmans, brings it in over the line, but just ahead of him by half a stride was Lindmark, and he's offside. So a faceoff back outside the Gopher zone. They're going to take a timeout. We will as well. 4-1 our score, the Gophers over the Badgers. This is Wisconsin Hockey from Learfield.
Race to savings on fresh, new floors at Menards. Menards carries a great selection of IVC sheet vinyl in stock. It's easy to install and waterproof, making it perfect for kitchens, bathrooms, entryways, and more. Available in a variety of color tones and style options, so you're sure to find an ideal look for your home's flooring. Save big money on IVC sheet vinyl now and race in for great deals at Menards.
Save big money at Menards.
Hey, Siri, what's a shouse?
That's okay, Siri. I got this. A shouse is a building with the secure storage of a clary shed and the living space of a house. Combine the two and you get a shouse. We have so many options to create your very own shouse. Design your custom layout and choose from beautiful color and accessory options, all bundled with the industry-leading quality and warranty you expect from Clary. Visit clarybuilding.com today.
After tonight's game, don't forget to stick around with us for the post-game show. Ian will have our Everlight Solar Player of the Game. We'll also have the Energizing Performance of the Game brought to you by Alliant Energy. We'll talk with Badgers head coach Tony Granato, get you caught up on the scores from around the college hockey world, and have our calls of the game as well. Badgers trailing at 4-1. They control off the faceoff. Dexheimer will send it deep into the Gopher zone. Played hard around the boards by Faber. Gets it to the blue line, and out come the Gophers on the attack. Cutting towards the net hard was Logan Cooley, who lost control of it just as he got to the crease. And the Badgers take over. Get it out to center ice. Bantle in over the blue line. Stops. Looks for some late help. Has to spin away from trouble on the back check of Nyes. Cuts towards the middle, and as he was about to pull the trigger, the puck just rolled right off his stick. Nyes in for Minnesota, wrist shot right on, blockered by McClellan. He was down, but got the blocker back up high enough to make the save. A backhander right out front off the pass by Cooley, and then followed up by Snuggerud, and McClellan makes the save. Each guy on that line for Minnesota had a chance there to score. They all have their stick on their knees and bent over in frustration because they couldn't get goal number 5 for the Gophers.
Well, it just proves that they're not selfish. Here, let's share the wealth.
Yeah, or the frustration.
I'll take a backhander, you take a forehander. I'll take a backhander, you take a forehander, and we're all good.
And I'm telling you, for young hockey players, if you're watching or just listening, great lesson from that first line here from Minnesota. They did not let the puck settle or sit on the stick. It was gone in a hurry trying to catch the goalie. You don't always have to have a perfect shot if you get it away quickly. Back comes Minnesota on the attack. Connor Kurthin over the line, being held off by Jugnauth, but steers it towards the front of that. Puck was loose momentarily, but finally covered up by the Badger netminder, Kyle McClellan, the junior who relieved Jared Moe in that second period.
Interesting, there is a very good offensive opportunity had Kuhlman's not taken and just locked himself on top of that Minnesota defenseman, or forward, excuse me. And, you know, that was one of those teaching highlights where, regardless of what's happening, just take your man and don't worry about anybody else.
Face off to the right of McClellan. Comes back to the point. Middlestead with a shot through traffic. That hits either Lotch or the Gopher he was tied up with out front, but either way, it was a painful block. D. St. Fall at the blue line, dangled it too long, and now has to regroup because Stramel was in ahead of the attack and offside. Badgers will get it in, but not deep as Lucius tips it in. Taken over by Chesley. He'll play it up the middle, and the Gophers get it out of the zone. Rhett Pitlick just deflects it and gets it in over the line and then heads off on a change. 7:15 to go in the third. Minnesota on top of the Badgers, 4-1 our score. At center ice, play continues just in over the Badger line. Now Stramel gets the puck, sends it cross ice to Lucius in front of the team bench. He can't control it, and the Gophers get it in over the line and come back on the attack. Cutting to the middle, the puck hops high in the air off of Hughlin's stick along the near boards. Held by the Gophers defenseman Lacombe, gets it below the goal line to the far side. Lucius has it on his right-handed, four-handed side, plays it out to center ice. D. St. Fall throws it high into the air, and that one's going to go way over the glass and into the stands. And that will be a souvenir here tonight, bringing up a cheer as a nice catch by a young fan here, and a stoppage with 6:43 to go in the third.
A little bit of frustration start building in, I think, for that line of Stramel, De St. Fell, and Lucius. You get into a situation where they spent most of that entire shift either in their own zone or in the offensive zone and never even really got the puck deep to get a scoring opportunity.
Rozinski plays it ahead but can't get it in deep. Lacombe has it at center ice. And the longtime forward as a youth player, it was only a few years ago that he started playing defense, dumps it in. And then it's played back over Lacombe's head. He'll have to go all the way back, but an icing call here on the Badgers.
Good try. They got nothing to lose for it. You get into a situation where Kuhlman does the lob pass, if you want to call it that. And there is no question that the feet of Liam Malmquist never stop moving, so if there's anybody you're going to try and lob it to, that's the guy.
Mentioned a few times, John Mittelstead and Luke Mittelstead for Minnesota, wearing jersey numbers 19 and 20. Their brother Casey, who played at Minnesota, plays in the NHL for the Buffalo Sabres for Don Granato, brother
correct
of the Badgers head coach Tony Granato.
Yeah, you find that the hockey world is pretty small.
Yeah, these two teams have both had a number of Buffalo Sabres draft choices over the past few years, or people playing in their pipeline. Gophers keeping in the offensive zone with a three-goal lead here. Now 6 minutes to go in the third. Centering pass deflects up high, and the air goes behind the net. And it comes back to the point. Johnson trying to hold it, does so. He'll backhand it off the boards. Played off the wall, but can't get it deep. And the Badgers get it out to center ice. Johnson gets it in over the line. Checked off the puck by Kuhlemans. Played down low to Lamb. Lamb looking, throws it back to the point. Johnson fakes the shot, looks for an opening. He'll lob it just wide of the net, tried to get it towards Lamb. Kuhlemans picks it off, plays it ahead to Lindmark along the far boards. He'll have to backhand it deep into his own zone for Kuhlemans, who now has some time and space to work with as the Gophers all head off en masse on a change. Kuhlemans waiting in his own zone, looking for an opening. Slams it off the near boards to Horbach. He'll cut behind his man Lindmark, go to the middle, then loses it off his stick. Couldn't get a shot off. Big hit right at the blue line by Vorlicki, knocking Cooley right into the wall. Badgers take over control. That pass is deflected, and a chance to counter. Here comes Snuggerud into the line. Drops it for Cooley in the middle. High slot. Wrist shot is deflected. Goes up off the glass. In fact, maybe just a little bit off the netting as well. And so a stoppage. Now under 5 minutes to go. 4:58. A 4-1 Gophers lead here in the third.
Yeah, there's time is of the essence now for the Badgers, and it just seems like for whatever reason, Minnesota is doing such a much better job in the neutral zone, not allowing the Badgers to even dump it deep and go after it. And when they do dump it deep, there's usually somebody right there.
Badgers win the draw. Horbach gets it up to center ice, has Bantle with him, gets it in over the line. Bantle going towards the middle instead. The shot or pass, whatever it was going to be, was deflected and goes up off the netting and out of play. Hey, Badger fans, UW Athletics is proud to recognize the official products of the Kohl Center and Camp Randall Stadium. Brewpub, Lots of Matzo Pizza, and Pepsi on Wisconsin. 4-1 Badgers trailing it here late in period number three.
Yeah, they've had their more than their fair share. But here in the third period, the shot margin is narrowed from 34 to 24, so only a difference of 10, which is...
Oh. Caulfield alone out front. The puck fluttered to him. He sent it towards the net. It didn't come cleanly off his stick and goes just wide of Justin Close. Back come the Gophers into the offensive zone. Pitlick with a centering pass that goes through the high slot all the way off the boards out at center ice. And Mittelstadt will have to collect it in his own zone. Plays it ahead, and back comes Hughlin in over the line. Loses control of it. The Badgers get it and will now break it out to center ice. Caulfield steers it ahead to Stang. Stang returns the pass to Caulfield. Snaps it right on, and Close makes the save in his midsection and leaves no rebound with Caulfield bearing down right on top of him.
Well, this is the first time we've seen this line by any stretch of the imagination in unison for an entire 60 minutes. And I tell you what, Caulfield and Stang is a pretty magic pair, at least now that Jack Gorniak's back in the lineup after five. He gives him that speed, but Stang and Caulfield have generated significant scoring opportunities.
Badgers 10-18 on the season, 3-15 in Big Ten play. Minnesota double-digit lead in the top of the conference standings, looking to try to win a Big Ten regular season title, make it back-to-back here. They could do it this weekend with a pair of wins or a win tonight and some help. At the blue line, Lucius has it roll off his stick. He'll have to regroup at center ice. Tries to get around the check of Brozinski. Loses it to him, however. Nevers cuts towards the middle. Has it knocked off his stick. Held at the line by Nelson. Brozinski spins away with the puck. Plays it down low to Nelson. Nelson tries to get it back to Brozinski. Instead, it comes to the point. Chesley sends it to the far side to Brozinski. Back to the point. A quick one-timer. It deflects off bodies and goes well wide of the net. Off the take of Mike Kester. Brozinski from the high slot puts it right on. Blockered aside by McClellan. Return pass for Nelson is disrupted. Gophers keeping it in and keeping the pressure on here with their three-goal advantage. McClellan makes a pad save. Puck goes behind the net. Brozinski trying to get away from Jugnauth. Pass comes back to the point. Kester fakes the shot, sends a pass towards Nevers. It's picked off, a chance for the Badgers with an odd man rush. Kuhlemans sends it to DeSaint Fall. Return pass to Lucius. Got a man up front. He throws it towards Kuhlemans, who got spun around, I think, on his own volition and couldn't find the puck. And he was a little low on gas anyway, as now Kuhlemans heads off on a change. 2:50 to go in the